vision that but happy is he that keepeth the law. Good morning to you all. Such a blessing to be with you this morning. Before I take the time to introduce our beloved, I just wanted to say a few things. I thank God for the ministry event that went on yesterday, our prayer walk.
Yes.
I'm sure Apostle will speak more about it as well, but this was the first time that we had the participation of the neighborhood as much as we ever did. Their entire, the board of their neighborhood association was there with us.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, the reason that we were in the area was because of a homicide that happened. A young man killed two of his elderly family members in their house. They actually did a memorial in front of the house that we walked and prayed there. It was just truly a blessing. So I thank you for all those who came out, the Davis family who came out. I know it was hot. I thank you for just taking the time to be out there, Apostle, ourselves. We know those that weren't able to make it, you were there with us in spirit, praying with us and standing with us. So we thank you. Just bless God for the event yesterday. As well as this is day seven. I'm so excited. Day seven of our fast. Day seven. Yes. This is day seven of our fast. And I just want to share a few things with you about that that just have been on my heart. Day one was vision. Day
yes.
was strength. Day three was provision. Day four, God's will. Day five was purpose. Day six, wisdom. And today, day seven, direction and discernment. Each day has been a different word that we've, you know, found scripture about. We've been given scripture to just think about it and think what is, and ask, and the question to ask, what is God speaking to you about today? And how can you apply the scriptures from these words, or these specific words? So I implore you, saints of God, if you haven't started, if you haven't been fasting, if you haven't, just take the time to go into the prayer journal that Apostle gave to us. It will truly be a change. This morning, I woke up and I threw on a shirt simply because I was walking outside to take my dogs for a walk. And I was looking in the mirror at the shirt and I said, oh, I can't wear that to church because the shirt says, sorry, not everyone can be me. And I thought, wow, that's kind of arrogant to wear to church. And then I thought about it. That's kind of prophetic because, sorry, you can't be me.
Right.
You're not shaped and made to go through the things I'm going through, and neither am I shaped and for you shaped to go through the things you're going through. But Elder West Plain, despite all that you have been through, despite all that you've seen, your best is yet to come. Your later will be greater. Victory is here, so you can get defeat out the door. So I just bless God this morning that as we take time to fast together, simple words can change because the context is different when you start looking through God's eyes and not that of your own. You know, the scripture lifted this morning, thank you, Minister Malkia, for your prayer this morning.
Yes.
My eyes even think, you know, we are all going through something. We're all in a wilderness event at some point in our life, but glory be to God. Glory be to God. He continues to give, as we're learning in day seven of this fast, he continues to give direction and discernment so that even in your wilderness event, you know that you can lean upon him for direction. You can lean upon him so that your decisions are made with discernment, and he will get the glory out of what you go through, out of your trials, out of what you went through, out of what was done in the past. Despite all, God will still get the glory and he will still give you the abundant blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
The abundant strength, and you will be able to walk in his purpose, stand in his wisdom, have his vision, and stand with the strength that is God in you that he created you to walk with. I just bless you all. I praise God for each and every one of you. I thank you for every household represented that's on the line this morning. Everybody can go back and listen to this and hear. I just praise God and just recognize that you're not, even for those that will go back and listen, for those that are family, everyone, it looks like everyone on the line this morning is family and normal joiners of the service. But I just bless you that it's not a coincidence that you're here this morning to hear something different.
Ooh, Jesus.
A new vision. You know, we are a people of new vision. birthed every day as new creatures. So today, look at life from a new view and receive something different so God can give you all that you're asking for. With all that being said, I take the time now to introduce our beloved, our excited, our visionary, our shepherd. I praise God for the woman we have.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Once again, I just want to thank everybody for the beautiful celebration that went on Saturday. Truly, I was shocked. I was surprised. I was bewildered. I was moved. I was touched. I was all of the good, positive things. So I do thank each and every one of you for attending. I thank you for the blessings that y'all gave me gift-wise. Again, I do thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I think I want to be 70 again next year, if you don't mind. Praise be unto God. And lessons that we learned from this party, we'll do it again next year. And I promise I will be just as surprised, okay? I promise you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Also, yes, as Elder Mark said, the prayer walk yesterday was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. And the thing that blessed me the most was the community participation. That community participation, that was so great, so grand. To see the people from the resident association and the police officer that takes care of that particular area and so forth. I mean, it was good. And we had, I didn't count, normally Barry, who was not there, he's on vacation. He's from St. Alphonsus. He's the one that normally counts and gives me a count on how many people attended. So he wasn't there. I did not take count. And excuse me. And but I believe there must have been about 10 police officers out there. And that was, to me, another great big deal. The last one we did, I think we had 3 or 4, but this one, there were about 10 officers that were there. The Davises, Garnes, myself, was that it that was there from New Vision Children? That was it? Okay. We were the only ones that were there from New Vision. And I wanted to thank them personally. You know, a lot of times, you know, I give a general thanks to everybody, like everybody was there. I want you to know this trip who was there. Who was there, that we were the ones that were there. We know there were certain people that could not make it, that absolutely could not make it. A lot of people feared the heat, you know, so they didn't come. Pastor Charles was in the hospital, not at the hospital. She was in the hospital that day, and she and her husband normally are with us on our walks and so forth. So again, you know, I just want to thank all of you, or those of you that attended. You know, I want you to know, again, I appreciate you to the utmost. I appreciate you. When Mark mentioned the fast that we're on and the different words that we're getting every single day with scripture, you know, to meditate on and looking at the word and what is God telling us about that word for the day. This fast with this direction has truly blessed me tremendously. It has opened up the word, you know, in different areas, given me things to look at, to think about, to pray about, etc. I would go even deeper and get other scriptures, but it has been a blessing. And I had not looked at the word today. And as Mark said, the word today was instruction and discernment. That is the word for today. Excuse me. And part of what I will be saying today will be doing just that. And I thought, God, look at how you work things out. Look at how you work things out. So to God be the glory. I had the opportunity to to with Danielle to visit another church on Friday night, and heard the word that the minister was giving. And in that, again, you know, when we say for the day, that word for the day, what is God telling you and how can you put it in action? And the word for Friday, not Friday, it was, I'm confused about what days or what. Anyway, but the word was wisdom. That was yesterday, right? That was yesterday. Okay, and the day before that was purpose. Yeah. Okay, all righty. And what was the day before that?
God's will.
God's will. Okay, all right. Thank you. That was the day that I went, and hearing the word, and I'm looking for God to speak to me through anything and everything during this fast, which we should be looking for that daily, no matter what. We should be looking for that. And God spoke to me through that word. And part of that is going to be in the word that I share with you today. God's will, part of that will be in here. And today, instruction and discernment. So if you would please go with me to Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. Go with me there. And we're going to read from verses 1 through... Let's see, 1 through 9. We're going to read 1 through 9. Okay. And it says, once safely ashore, we then learned that the island was called Malta. The local people showed us extraordinary kindness. They lit a fire and took us all in since it was raining and cold. As Paul gathered a bundle of brushwood and put it on the fire, a viper came out, because of the heat, and fastened itself onto his hand. Lord have mercy. I personally am getting excited already, you know, because I know where I'm going with this. I know where I'm going with this. So again, let me read that verse. As Paul gathered a bundle of brushwood and put it on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened itself onto his hand. And when the local people saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "This man no doubt is a murderer. Even though he has escaped the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." But he shook off the snake into the fire and suffered no harm. They expected that he would soon swell up or suddenly drop dead. After they waited a long time, a long time, and saw nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. That he was a god. Saints of God, in order to bring you up to this point, first, Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for revelation. I thank you, Lord God, for wisdom. I thank you, Lord God, for the new vision that you've given. First, what I heard from the man of God that preached the word, Lord God, then what you gave me as I read the word, Father, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Father, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, continue to instruct us, continue to give us discernment, even in the midst of the storm. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes. Now, this is chapter 28 of Acts. In order to bring you up to this point, I got to take you back to chapter 27. I've got to take you back, and I'm just going to recap chapter 27 and bring you up to this point. First of all, in looking at the scripture that I read and the thing out of that scripture, the first thing I want you to get in asking God, what was this supposed to mean? Who is this for? And this verse is for the people that get frustrated. Praise be unto God. That's me. That get frustrated about how long it takes some time for discernment to come through. But in this particular case, in this scripture, is how long it takes to discern the snake. Hear me. How long does it take to discern the snake? There are snakes amongst us. Last week when I was preaching, praise be unto God, I don't know if you remember, but I said there's a Judas among us. Judas would be a sort of snake. There are snakes among us. You know, sometimes it takes 5 years, 20 years. It could take 30 years to discern a snake. But from this text, I'm here to tell you that snakes hate fire. Mm-hmm. Snakes hate fire. You saw in that scripture where that, you know, and the fire he came off, in the heat of the matter, he came off of his hand. Amen. Snakes hate fire. Yeah. So now going back to chapter 27, Paul is on a ship. He has been arrested. He's on a ship with 275 criminals. These were murderers, rapers, tax evaders, all type of criminology was with Paul. From every form of crime or criminal that you can think of, they were all on this ship with Paul. And here it is, though, that Paul's only crime was that he preached Jesus. That was his only crime. And folks, we are living in a time now. We are living in a time now where preaching Jesus and crucifixion will be a criminal offense. But being locked up for Jesus should not be something that we fear when we're locked in to Jesus. You hear me? You hear me what I'm saying? A lot of us are afraid of how the world is going to respond to our faith, and how we're afraid of being locked out of the group, locked out of the inner circle, locked out of the party. We don't want to be locked out of anything, yet we're still locked out of Jesus. So here's Paul again. He's on this ship. He's on the ship. He had to go to Rome. The magistrate said, you have to go to Rome so you can be before Caesar. He has to have a hearing. And so he's got to go before Caesar. So in the ship, a northeastern wind comes. And the wind was a very violent wind. And the wind was blowing the ship, you know, to and fro. But God made a promise to Paul. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord God. He made a promise to Paul. He said, everybody that is on this ship, if they stay on the ship, they will be saved. And not one of them would be lost. Not one would be lost. You see, this is the epitome of proximity. Because of the anointing and the favor on Paul's life, those will be saved. They will be spared because Paul was on the ship. Hear me now, Lord. Hear me. I know every time I get on a plane, every time I get on a cruise ship, every time I get on anything, I'm saying this plane is going to be all right. Why? Yes. Because I'm on the ship. Amen.
Yes.
I'm on that plane. Praise be unto God. And I'm trusting God Almighty to take care of me. And God promised Paul, he promised him, as long as they stay on the ship, they shall be saved. There are those of you that are on this ship, praise be unto God, and people want to hightail it and run elsewhere and so forth. And if it's not the timing, you're going to be out of God's will. You're going to be out of what it is he has assigned for you. You're going to be out of place. And he says, as long as you stay on the ship, praise be unto God, you're going to be saved. And God, blessed be the name of the Lord, said that there are people in our lives, people in our ministries that aren't even giving God a thought. They're not thinking about salvation. Some of our children, some of our grandchildren, parents, neighbors, whatever. But because you are there, They are being blessed, yeah. Almighty God, because you are there. They are being blessed. Stay on the boat, praise be unto God. Stay on the boat. I thank God. Now, this particular ship was an important ship. This ship was important because wheat came from Egypt, and they were bringing in the ship with the cargo. It was a cargo ship. It had it was a ship of provision, a ship of substance. But when you are caught in a major storm, you get to a place that the stuff that you have doesn't matter anymore. So it has got to a place where this storm was so rough that it just didn't matter because of this life can become a life or death situation. So if I don't make it with the wheat, it's okay. This is a life or death situation. I run the risk of drowning carrying stuff that I should not have been carrying, stuff that I should have let go of, people that I should have let go of. You end up drowning with them, trying to hold on to something. The world is suffering. We are drowning, trying to hold on to something and being out of God's will, being out of God's will. I love this here. We go to surgeons, and this is the women. I'm sorry it came up that is talking about us right now, but listen here. We go to surgeons and we get the, see, I can't even remember the name of it. The implants to get bigger butts. Okay.
BBL.
What is it?
BBL, Brazilian butt lift.
Thank you very much. Amen. We go to the surgeon to get the BBL, the Brazilian
butt lift.
Thank you. Praise be unto God. We get operations on to lose weight. We get our eyes lifted. We get our face lifted. We get eyebrows permanently tattooed in. We get false nails and false hair. We get boob implants. We do all of this so that we can look good. We do all of this because we want to appear attractive to the public and so forth and draw the attention. However, we are still drowning in low self-esteem. We're still drowning in low self-image. No matter how much we dress this up, puff it up, push it up, lift it up, stick it out, no matter how much you do it, you still are the same person inside. So we can change all this mess outside. You still don't like yourself. You still got issues. You're still concerned about who's going to like you and who's not going to like you. And the Bible told Paul and this situation for them, they had to unload some stuff off that ship. They had to unload the wheat because the wheat wasn't going to help them. God has given us enough courage, or I'm asking God to give us enough courage and enough strength to unload some stuff that isn't beneficial to our situation. Unload some people that's not beneficial to our situation. We're sinking, and we know that we're sinking. We got water up to our neck, and we're still holding on to stuff. God have mercy on us. God said this morning, throw it overboard. Throw it overboard. Praise be unto God. So going on in the story, Paul and them were out on the ocean for 14 days. They were at sea and they were moving, but they didn't know where they were going. They were tossed to and fro by every wind, every doctrine. And this is how we are. We are being tossed by every wind, every doctrine, every trend, every new meme. Praise be unto God. They had no idea. Mind you, this is in the dark that they're out here now in this storm, not knowing where they were going. And the way we have been tossed by every little thing, this, that, and the other. We stop getting marriage counseling from our pastors, and we get marriage counseling now from the 30-second TikTok memes. Ha, ha, ha. We get counseling, praise be unto God, from the YouTube short videos, praise be unto God. That's why we walk around looking like our lives are looking like we're in a 30-second short video. That's what our lives are beginning to look Like, if we can't get it fit in 30 seconds, we're going to leave that thing alone. But your life is in shambles. Our life is in shambles because we're not getting the truth. We're not obeying revelation that God has given us. We're moving, but we don't know where we're going. We're getting counseling from people that's moving. Let me call prophetess so-and-so. Surely she's got to have a word. She's a prophetess. Yeah, she got a word all right. And her word is, where am I going? And you want her to tell you where you're going. Praise be unto God. But the Bible says that in this ship that Paul and them, they began, they dropped the anchor. They dropped the anchor to see how deep the sea was. And they were making an assessment. So people of God, beloved, listen, that was not an emotional decision. They thought they were dropping the anchor. However, they ended up dropping a lifeboat. That's what they ended up dropping. And when we're doing this, we are not testing the water out of emotion. Every decision that we're making right now is to get us out of the storm. I think it was Elder Mark that said that every one of us got some type of storm going on, or we may be in some type of wilderness. And yeah, every decision we make should be trying to get us out of that place. Well, I'm here to tell you, praise be unto God, mind the decisions that you're making while you're in the storm. You may be falling apart. You may be making emotional decisions. You're again talking to people that don't have revelation about your life, about your relationships. And just because they have a title doesn't make them right. It just doesn't make them right. Now, listen, the purpose of a storm in your life, in your marriage, in your ministry, the whole nine yards, is to disrupt your discernment. That is the purpose of the storm, to disrupt your discernment. What did Mark tell us the word for today was? The word for today was direction and discernment. Praise be unto God. For you not to know where you really are, for you not to know where you're really going. What is wrong here is that too many people don't like reality. They don't want to deal with what's real. Amen. They like to make situations to look good to fit their ego. Praise be unto God. I've been saying for over a month, going on 2 months, if not 3 months, more and more and more, there are going to be things that you're going to learn now, things that I'm going to be sharing with you now that may not fit into your flesh. They may not make you feel good, make you feel mad. There'll be those that will walk up and say, I'm not sitting here. I don't want to hear this. There're going to be those, you know, that saying, why is she picking on me? She knows my situation. And trust me, nothing that I will teach, nothing that I'm speaking about is because of your situation. It's because it's the word of God. It is the truth of God. And it is what must be given, no matter who's living in it, thinking about it, doing it, whatever the case may be. That is what God has called us to do. So we try to sanctify what God is telling us to throw overboard. We try to sanctify it. My God, my God, my God. The Bible says that the ship became destroyed. It became destroyed in that storm. And yet, remember that with Paul being on the ship, God told him that nobody would die, that they would all be saved. And it wasn't just about Paul. It was about the word that was on the ship, the word of God, Jesus, his spirit on the ship. That's why that ship, the people on the ship would not die. That is why they would not die. So even though the ship was destroyed, there were pieces of the ship as the thing splintered and broke apart, and a piece of the ship over here and a piece over here and a piece over here. Even though it broke apart, there was still word on the pieces that were floating in the water. And see, some of us, and in the Bible, it speaks about how Paul told those that could swim after the ship wrecked, those that could swim, go ahead and swim to shore. Those that couldn't swim, grab a hold of a piece of the wood where the word is, grab a hold to it, and they too shall be saved. And they were. Some of us are in marriages that are in pieces. But saints of God, I'm here to say to you that the pieces that are left still have the word on it. And as long as that piece that you have has the word, you can make it to shore. You can make it to shore. The reason we can't praise God the way we ought to is because we're still carrying too much cargo. Again, some of us going to have to throw some things overboard, throw some people overboard. Just know that you're in the will of God when you do it. Luke wrote the book of Acts. He wrote this, and he wrote it because he was an eyewitness to the account. He was an eyewitness. He witnessed all of this. We need people in our lives that when they tell our story, they'll tell it exactly the way it was. We need true witnesses to what it is that we're going through. They won't embellish it. They won't change it. They won't tell lies. They won't be jealous because you made it out, okay? You made it out. You were successful. You were holding on to the word. You were holding on to the word. And because of that, you made it. People ought to retell, that are retelling your story, they ought to tell it just the way it is. But there are people telling our story, and they're telling a story on us. In other words, they're lying, okay? They have rewritten the story. They have changed the character. They have changed the dialogue in this story because of their view, their issues, their things that they got going on. And they're telling the story anyway. So now we come to the place here where, praise be unto God, the ship is wrecked. They're on shore. And as we read in chapter 28, when they were safely on shore, the local people showed them extreme or extraordinary kindness. Saints of God, let me say this to you, please.
Beloved, we can't hear you.
You're muted.
Praise be unto God. Thank you for being right there, beloved. Thank you. I'm reading out of the Christian Standard Bible, and I believe it's in the King James Version or in another version. Instead of it saying the local people, it said barbarians, but it's not that they were barbaric according to their attitude. It was a fact that they weren't Christ taught yet. They weren't Christ taught, okay? So it said the local people showed us extreme kindness. Let me bring that right back to us today. We got folks right now in the body of Christ where they find out that people outside of the body of Christ treat them better than the people inside the church. Inside, we can be so judgmental, so critical, you know, so harsh that we show no love of God, and people outside will be kind to us. They will be nice to us, and we should be doing that to one another. If you go back and study our one another laws, not ours, the one that Jesus said, I think it's 59 of them I taught y'all, and one of the first thing, you know, that how we are to be kind to one another. We ought to love one another. We ought to prefer one another. There's a whole lot of one another's that we ought to be doing for each other. And the world does better at doing it, and they don't even know the word of God. My God, they don't even know the word of God. But these people showed Paul and those 275 prisoners showed them kindness, extraordinary kindness. Now listen. They lit a fire, and they took us all in. And since it was raining and cold, they lit a fire. Now, mind you, this fire that was lit, Paul did not start the fire, okay? I want you to hear me. Paul didn't start the fire. Other people started the fire. There's going to be times in the ministry where somebody is looking for me to start the fire, but somebody else is going to start the fire. This is where the fact that you're working together as a unit, you're working together as a team. Somebody else could start the fire. Jesus, help me, Lord God. Help me here. Understand here that in this fire being built, with it being raining and cold. The thing was, we understand the fire being built because you're cold, but this is in the rain. How is the fire supposed to last in the rain? Well, Revelation here is to tell you to get with people who will deal with the impossible. Hear me now. Who will deal with the impossible. It doesn't matter if it's raining. I'm going to build a fire anyway. It doesn't matter if you aren't with me. I'm going to build this ministry anyway. It doesn't matter if something else is going on in my life. I'm going to build anyway. It doesn't matter if I have to build through the rain. It doesn't matter if I have to build through my tears. It doesn't matter if I have to build through the heartache. The idea is I'm going to build anyway. Saints of God, God has called us to a place to build. He called us to a place to be some fire starters. He called us to a place to do the impossible, because with God, all things are possible. Praise be unto God. There's nothing impossible in him. And in Ecclesiastic, there's a scripture that talks about how he who regards the wind will never sow. Let me tell you what that means. You know, sowing, you were throwing seeds out on the ground, okay, to sow these seeds. And if you're regarding the wind, you want to wait till the wind is down, that is not blowing your seeds away. Well, there's a season that you're supposed to plant, and the wind is going to blow anyway. Well, beloved, the word says he who regards the wind will never sow. So if you're waiting for the right people to come along, if you're waiting for the right song to be sang, if you're waiting for the right building to come before you do anything, you're never gonna move, you're never gonna do anything because of the fact, thank you, Shelly, praise be unto God, Ecclesiastes 11:4, you're never gonna do something because you're waiting for the wind to accommodate you. We got to build the fire in spite of what's going on, praise be unto God. We've got to build that fire. Amen. And remember, I said here that somebody else started that fire. Paul didn't start the fire. And the text suggests that when Paul was carrying, he was carrying the very serpent that bit him. Saints of God, we are going to be carrying some serpents. We are going to be carrying some serpents with us where we go, whatever we say, whatever we do. We are going to carry some serpents. And when people see somebody else, now mind you, Paul was cold, Paul was wet, and so forth. And being cold and wet, at first he didn't discern even the serpent was on him. His body heat wasn't enough to disturb the serpent. Remember I said, serpents hate fire, amen? They hate the fire. But his body heat at that time wasn't enough to disturb that snake. And so therefore the snake bit him. And at this point, I want you to understand, do not find it strange that you will be carrying serpents. That is why God has called us to walk in and to build the fire. Walk in and build the fire. When the snake bit Paul, the people that were around said, surely this man is a murderer. Before he even goes before Caesar, he has been found guilty. The snake bit him. He is going to drop dead. He's going to drop dead. When they saw nothing strange happen to him, they said, he must be a god. Saints of God, there are people that are watching us collectively. There are people that are watching you individually. There are people waiting for that snake to bite you that you're carrying and for you to drop dead in that situation. They're waiting for you to throw in the towel. They're waiting for you to give up and not go on. But I decree and declare here and now, be fire starters. Somebody will start the fire. Pick up the wood, put the wood on the fire, and let that fire burn even more so. And when it does, honey, you'll find those things start slithering, and they'll start coming to the top, and they'll start dropping off of you. Why? Because they can't stand the fire. When you do what God has called you to do, when you're on fire for God, demons in your life are going to rise up and be expelled, exposed and expelled in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your body temperature be hot enough that the serpent can't keep hanging around. Let your body be to the place where they come to say, hallelujah, surely this must be a child of God. She's got to be a woman of God. She's got to be, or he's got to be a man of God, because the fire of the Most High God is burning within you. I pray and decree and declare here and now that the baptism of fire be upon each and every one of you. I pray that you are not satisfied where you are sitting right now today. I pray that you are determined to build, no matter who goes with you, no matter who is against you, no matter how rainy it is outside, no matter how cold it is outside, you're gonna build in spite of what is going on. What is going on? To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Saints of God, I implore you. I implore you. I implore you. I beseech you in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, as we are doing this fast, as we've been doing our discipleship class, that God is, he is transforming some people. He is transforming some people. He's repositioning some people. He's making a transition in our lives. I had an apostle give me a word, and the three words that he gave me was posture, positioning, no, right posture, right position, and right place. And I am seeking God. What is the right posture? Our hearts show our posture. We ought to be bowed before God on a regular basis, okay? Before him, our posture, our position, physically, where we are positioned, physically positioned, how in ministry, marriage, and whatever the case, in our jobs and so forth, position, and the right place. The right place. God has a place for each and every one of us. He has a place for us. And I thank God again. Saints of God, I just want to say to you, those that have been blessed through New Vision, some of you been blessed and don't even know you've been blessed because of the word that has been in and on me as the apostle. And when I lost discernment, when the storm got too much and I didn't see and I didn't hear, praise be unto God, there was somebody else in that team that did see and that did hear. Praise be unto God. Somebody else built the fire. Somebody else picked up the wood and threw some wood on it, so stuff would begin to drop off. Babies, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you shall not fail in any attempt that you are making to fulfill the will of God. You shall not fail in the name of Jesus. You shall be successful. Your territory shall be enlarged in the name of Jesus. It shall be. God will bless you and bless you indeed so that you may bless others. Nobody can tell me that we did not bless the neighborhood we were in on yesterday. And let me tell you, the woman, she is a Christian, the woman of God, who was one of the chair people, she said they had a prayer visual scheduled last week, I think it was, to go and pray in front of that house. And it got rained out. Now, when we set up the date, we had no idea where we were going to be. Then 2 weeks ago, Officer Helpenstein said, this is the area I'm suggesting that you walk in because of the murder of the two people, et cetera, et cetera. This is the area for you to walk in. Praise be unto God. So that's the area we went. They could not thank us enough because of the fact that their plan got washed out. But see, God connected us together at his divine appointed time. I don't know where the woman got the information, the flyers that went out in the neighborhood, and she called Tabika and asked, is there going to be a speaker? Are y'all going to do something in particular? You know, we sang, we prayed, you know, we spoke, whatever the case may be. She shared some information. You can't tell me we didn't impact that area. People started asking me, where is your church? And so forth. People, start the fire. Do something. Don't sit on your dupas and just wait for the wind to calm down. If you're cold, start the fire. If it's raining, it doesn't matter. Start the fire. You know, I thought about also with the rain, you think with the rain and the wetness that a fire wouldn't burn. But I remember when Elijah and the people that served Baal, when there was the competition, pardon me, the false prophets. Thank you, son. Elijah challenged them about building the altar, okay, and see which one of their gods would start a fire on that altar, and blessed be the name of God. Elijah just knew how God would do. He was so sure of it. Elijah wet the whole altar down. Fire is not supposed to burn on wet wood, but he wet the whole altar down, and the fire started, and it didn't start from the top coming down. It started from the bottom going up. Praise be unto God. But God started the fire, and Baal, the people were crying out to Baal, please, please start a fire on us, burn the wood up, please. They were willing to almost kill themselves to influence Baal to start a fire on that altar. But praise be unto God. When God is in it, when the word is on it, saints of God, we can do the impossible. We can do the impossible. I am encouraged in the Lord. I'm encouraged in this fast. I am encouraged, praise be unto God, that as we're looking at each word on a daily basis, that God is doing something spectacular. He's doing something spectacular. Again, I encourage each and every one of you to do what you can, when you can, how you can. And you know, let me change that up a little bit. When I say what you can, when you can, there are times that you're going to have to make a sacrifice. And it's not going to be when you want to do it. When God tells us to do something, do it no matter what and how. We have to readjust our schedule. God is calling us to readjust. Remember what Jesus said, Lord, not my will, thine will be done. We have an agenda set for our day. Every day you need to take that agenda before God and say, this is my agenda. God, what do you say? What changes you want to make on this agenda? And then when he makes a change on the agenda, obey. Obey. God knows the plans that he has for you. And it's for you to prosper. It is for you to prosper and to be in peace and so forth. Saints of God, I love you. I love you more than life itself. I love you more than life itself. No matter what, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, I love you. But the thing I always like to tell you, no matter how much I love you, yes, know that God loves you more. For each and every one of us. Saints of God, you might have been frustrated because you had trouble discerning the snake. After the word today, don't be surprised if you start seeing some serpents manifest. Don't be surprised. And when it does, shake them off into the fire. Shake them off into the fire. To those of you that are on the internet, praise be unto God. I just want to say a special blessing to you just because of the fact that you pick up your laptop, you'll get on your computer, your phone, and you come to this our website and you hear the word, praise be unto God. Know that this fire spreads from here, from my mouth, from the word of God to where you are right now. Be encouraged in the Lord that there's no place that you can't start a fire. There's no place. I pray discernment on your life. I pray that God opens your eyes that you may see and open your deaf ears that you would hear what thus saith the Lord. I pray that as God is ordering your steps, you will begin to step out in faith and begin to walk as God is calling you to walk. And that goes for each and every one of us. Faith takes action. It takes action. You can't sit and say, I got faith, and you do absolutely nothing. Do something, saints of God. Prayerfully, it's what God is telling you what to do. Do it. I pray a spirit of discernment to be released on this line right now, here and abroad. May the spirit of discernment be released on this line to each and every one of us. Repent and get away from our evil ways. Run back to God, get wrapped up in God, and be locked in to Jesus. Locked in. If you're going to be locked up, you may as well be locked in with Jesus. You may as well be locked in with Jesus. To God be the glory. Saints of God, that's all I have been given. That's all I wanted to share with you today. And may you walk in peace. May you walk like you're stepping on hot coals, stepping on hot coals. So I expect to see some action, some lifting of the feet, you know, boom, 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 lifting them bad boys as you're going on and doing what it is that God would have you to do. So I thank God for you. I thank God that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In Jesus, Yeshua's name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless everybody. God bless.